Welcome in, time for a daily editorial. The first thing I want to do is CFS, you've been around a long time, longer than anybody. You've got some really, really powerful credentials, being a tenured professor at an Ivy League school, so I really admire your opinion. I thank you very much for sending me those words of encouragement yesterday. I really thank you very much. Please don't leave the blog, CFS. That's about all I can say on that one. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in terms of the Orwellian nature of the government. I was listening to the news pretty much all yesterday evening, and the thing that I came away with is it looks like a lot of judges are coming down on the president, but unfortunately, by the time any action can be taken, they'll go through the appeals process, and by that time it would be too late. Jimmy, any comments on that?
As we mentioned in our editorial, that the judge in the case for Louisiana and Missouri on censorship made some very bold statements. But the point that you're making and that some people are talking about is important to understand. By the time you go through the legal process, the censorship has already happened. It's way beyond the information being available for people. And you can see that from the 2020 election and all
right.
The censorship that's involved. Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, all the censorship, not only against COVID, but also in kind of preparation for the 2020 election. And then after the 2020 election, with the questions on the voting and whether or not there was legitimacy and whether or not there was corruption. And of course, all that censorship has a tremendous impact on people's views if they don't hear the alternative sides. So by the time you go through a court case, yeah, it's kind of well beyond the evil has already succeeded in changing a direction.
Jimmy, I don't think there's anything that we as laymen, as simply as part of the electorate, can do anything about that, is there?
Well, you know, I mean, I do think there is, because people just have to reach out and find other sources, right? And just like our people are always pulling up on the blog, they're pulling up alternative views and thoughts. You've got to get it out there, but you also have to reach out to your friends and neighbors and just ask questions. And you can have an impact, because those discussions right now are really, people are looking at the Biden administration and wondering, how the heck did this guy get elected? And you're seeing that with a lot of polling numbers. And I don't even think the polling numbers quite represent what the public sees, but I think there's a lot of people that say, what the heck is going on? We just don't support where the nation is going, and it's directly represented by this administration.
But the problem is, how do we get this damn administration out of there? I mean, for God's sakes, in the West Wing, they're finding cocaine, and the little girl who is a spokesperson for the government says, that doesn't prove anything. It doesn't prove that anyone in the Biden family dropped that package.
Well, no, but somebody did. So you've got people in the White House that are dropping bags of cocaine around. And of course, there's some really funny memes going around right now with from the Biden family sitting out on the White House terrace watching the fireworks for the 4th of July. And Hunter Biden is there, and he looks like he's on crack.
Yeah.
He looks like he's on cocaine. And then he turns and wipes his nose and walks away. I mean, it really does kind of make people question. So once again, it's a long-term process, Al. It's a long-term process where you have to get people's awareness up to say, what is going on? And that goes from information, really, and I've talked about it so many times. It is the media. It's the corporate media. It's those influences and those mega-buck donors and lobbyists that control the entertainment industry, that actually control the news industry, that are silencing this information and trying to protect it. You have to break through that. And the way you do that is through local community outreach, talking to your friends and neighbors, by stepping out and getting involved. And, you know, that's and doing things like this.
You know, You bet. Well, we have to keep doing it, regardless of some of the wonderful comments that we have to simply keep doing it, because We do have over 4 million people listening to this on the radio, so it doesn't really matter, you know, what the minority on our show, minority of listeners on our show do. It really doesn't. We've got to gear this thing towards the radio, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we just got to keep talking, and, yeah. And I think that's a, you know, that's a small, well, it's not a small group of people, you know, it's a large group of people, and it has an impact.
Yeah.
If people think and listen and hear alternative thoughts, they may not agree, but they got a question. I got into a discussion with a guy. I spoke recently with a very leftist progressive, probably the most influential group in Columbia, South Carolina, which of course is the capital. And I was talking about Ukraine issues, and they were very respectful. It was very good, actually. And a lot of them asked me why I didn't run for office. It was funny to hear them because they're Democrats and progressives on the far left. But one of the guy that kind of orchestrates it and organizes it, he sent out an email talking about the Trump rally in South Carolina this last weekend, where there were about 50 plus thousand people there. And he basically said, it hurts my soul to see this many people doing that, because how stupid are they? And my point was, and I wrote back to him, we got in this dialogue, I'm like, hey, look, people are worried about what's happening in America right now, and they are tired of being told what to do from Washington. They're tired of the corruption. They're tired of the military-industrial complex, the censorship-industrial complex. They're tired of the technology manipulating their information, and they want someone to stand up. And oh, by the way, they have just as much right as a voice as you do or anybody else. So
sure.
Don't look down on them.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we got in this little dialogue back and forth, and he came back and was like a bit apologetic because he realized, yeah, he was being an elitist.
Yeah.
He wanted to prove that he wasn't an elitist. And you know what? That's great. That's fantastic. But the problem is too many people think that they know better than everyone else, and they're all knowing it all. And they've got an answer for everything, and that's just not true. You know, it doesn't work that way. It's way too complex. Society's way too complex.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's tough times is all I can say, but, you know, now is very definitely not the time to stop. Now is the time to simply work quite a bit harder. I don't think there's any question whatsoever about that, Jim. You know, you got to keep talking, as you say, to all your friends and neighbors. And in addition to that, I really think you have to, we have to keep doing these daily editorials and the weekend shows, because we've got a pretty good audience. And I mean, I know a lot of people in my neck of the woods are coming up to me and they're saying, you know, we really appreciate what you're doing, and keep it up. And these are a lot of people who are pretty staunch liberals just very recently, Jim.
Yeah, well, that's good, and it's a start, right?
Because at least they're thinking. Is a start, yes.
And, you know, you get articles like, and this is a really good one for our people to look at, and it's a Jonathan Turley article from July 6th.
Uh-huh.
The headline is CNN host, : we should yield to government censorship demands. And Jonathan Turley basically talks about Phil Mattingly, a CNN's chief White House correspondent, basically arguing for tech companies to go along with censorship demands. So here you have a media organization, one of the most, you know, historically one of the most influential in the nation, arguing for censorship to go along with the government. How pathetic is that? And it's specifically, Turley lays out all the misinformation on COVID and how they were censoring it, the government was censoring it, and it kept people from actually finding alternatives. It kept the debate out of, there was no debate because of the tech companies silencing it, and it maybe, you know, was devastating to people, and a lot of it turned out to be false, especially masks, the efficacy of the vaccine.
Yeah.
And you see those issues, but a guy like Jonathan Turley, who's a classical liberal, classical liberal, who's stepping up and saying, you know, this is ridiculous. What are we doing to ourselves? What is our media doing supporting a government propaganda campaign? That is not in our Constitution, which is consistent with this judge's ruling in the Missouri-Louisiana case.
Okay.
And the other issue that I think is really, I think is really interesting is the what's happening with the censorship and the fact that Facebook Mark Zuckerberg is stepping out to start a competitor to Twitter, a social media company to Twitter. And I mean, Mark Zuckerberg is one of the most, you know, corrupt and influential censor guys out there on the planet, and definitely a progressive.
Yeah.
And that's just so incredibly dangerous. You know, it's just incredibly dangerous to have that much influence. And this is what we're facing. And again, you know, most of our bloggers are very concerned about the military-industrial complex, but they're all subservient to the technology right now. And the technology is driving, you know, they're driving the direction for, you know, for what's going to happen to this nation and to the world, basically, because there's so much money, they're so capitalized, they're so influential, and they are the gateway for information flow.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Jim. What's going on is totally out of my realm of reality. And all I can say is I'm willing to keep talking about it because I think the wrong things are definitely going on right now.
Yeah, so let me give one more example that is amazing to me. So we started to finally break the dam on the censorship over COVID with these different studies that are coming out. However, The Lancet, which, you know, was once a very respected medical journal, one of the most respected medical journals, they just pulled, after 24 hours, a study, a preprint study. So it hadn't been fully reviewed by peers, you know, peer reviewed. But basically, it's from Dr. Peter McCullough, you know, one of the leading cardiologists in the world, and Yale epidemiologist Dr. Harvey Risch, and then their different colleagues at the Wellness Company. And the study shows that of 325 autopsies after COVID vaccination, and these are people that had died within about a week or two of COVID, that 74%, I'm sorry, that had died, unclear of what they died of, but 325 autopsies, 74% of the deaths were caused by vaccines, according to their study. The Lancet had the study up for 24 hours and then pulled it and said it's been removed because the study's conclusions are not supported by the study methodology, which there's no justification for that. These are very experienced and very respected people, professionals in their field. And when you go into the, you know, they just basically pulled it. Again, the legacy of censorship over COVID right now, there's so much influence, so much money involved, and so many deaths involved. As this thing breaks open, you're going to see a wall of hatred towards government officials, against CDC, against the Biden administration for the lockdowns. And this, I think, it will be a breaking point for this nation to try to push back and go back to some sense of actual trust and faith in the systems. Now, is it going to be easy? No. Is it going to be overnight? No way. It's a long process, and it's going to take a lot of information to come out there. But once again, it comes right back down to alternative sources and looking at a variation of ideas and not silencing others.
The question is that going to happen with the current administration?
Yeah, and I don't think so. I think they're going to do whatever they can. They're trying to do whatever they can to block information. They're doing whatever they can to lie to cover themselves up, but also they're beginning to look absolutely foolish. I mean, it's such a kangaroo court. It's such a circus in the White House right now, and they're failing in almost every effort that they're, every road they've gone down.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I tend to think that there should be, again, total backlash against it, and there would be in a normal time. But once again, the corruption and who controls the voting process is critical to that.
Well, I guess what I would have to say is we just got to keep on keeping on, Jim. There's no other question about that, no other direction in my mind of doing that. I was reading some of the comments, by the way, this morning that was coming from some of you guys, and I appreciate some of your support, and I'm going to take your advice. Jim, anything else you want to talk about?
Hey, I think that's enough for today. I got to go meet my wife and daughters for some lunch. So.
All right, and then maybe we can do the weekend show afterwards.
We'll start getting recording later on, and of course that'll be in conjunction with what we recorded last week.
Yeah.
With the Wayne Allen route, which I think a lot of our listeners will think is interesting.
You bet. Thanks, Jim.
You bet, Al.
Bye-bye.